This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Leading House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday. They accuse him of abusing his office for personal political gain and obstructing the congressional impeachment inquiry. House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says Democrats are acting in the public interest by seeking to hold President Trump accountable.
No one, not even the president, is above the law.
President Trump says House Democrats will be making a mistake if they vote yes for the articles of impeachment.
Well, I think the Democrats, I can't imagine they vote for it because we did nothing wrong. There was absolutely nothing done wrong.
Nadler says his panel will consider the allegations in the next few days, possibly voting on the articles of impeachment by the end of the week. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's again told Russia and all other nations to stay out of U.S. elections. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The American intelligence community says Russia interfered on Donald Trump's behalf during the 2016 race. On his first visit to Washington in 2.5 years, top Russian diplomat Sergei Lavrov again called that baseless.
No one has given us this proof because simply does not exist.
During a joint news conference before coming here to the White House, Pompeo says he made the U.S. position on election interference clear.
It's unacceptable.
Saying the Trump administration will always work to protect election integrity.
Period.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Somali security forces have shot to death five attackers who officials say were behind a raid Tuesday evening on an upscale hotel near the presidential palace. Officials say at least five people were killed in the attack and scores rescued. For more on any of today's top stories, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News.